You guys have done such a good job on these concerts right from the get-go. So actually, I was playing some Beatles before because, you know, actually I did a Beatles Monkey set because Davy Jones passed away, and I thought it would be kind of fun doing a Beatles Monkey sandwich thing. So that's what I did. And I have...
Can you come a little closer?
Sorry. I have... what do I have here? I have, well, I have Let It Be and I have Abbey Road with me.
Oh, you have both.
I have them both. So, I'm just trying to, hold on a second here.
Do I get to make a choice?
Yeah, you do. I'm just trying to find them.
Awesome.
Because I have them here and here they are. Right at the bottom of my record pile, of course. So, what song would you like to hear?
What song? Well, I was wondering about, maybe something from the second side of Abbey Road, like Polythene Pam into Mean Mr. Mustard or something.
You mean Mean Mr. Mustard into Polythene Pam?
Polythene Pam, isn't it? Oh yeah, sorry, Mean Mr. Mustard into Polythene Pam. Sorry, I'm confused.
I always get that screwed up as well, actually. So I'm gonna, you know what? I'll cue it up for you. Hold on a second. Are you stuck in traffic, or are you just?
I promise we won't play it like that in the show. When we're playing it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think it's the 11th track. There we go. Well, I'm gonna put on. I'll put on three tracks in a row, and they'll Mr. Mustard and Polythene Pam will be in there somewhere. So, how? Is this concert, like, these are the last two albums. So what have been the challenges for you for these two albums? Because this
For me, with, like, all of these shows, it's just been about sequencing of lyrics. I have been obsessed with the Beatles since I was very young, so I know the music, you know, but getting the verses in the right place, like, did he say, here come old flat top? Well, I guess that's the start, that's easy, but what does he say, he got bag production and all these crazy lyrics that you gotta find the right place for to do it justice. So that's been a big thing. And I gotta give so much credit to the band that I'm playing with. The Urban Monks is my band.
Yes.
They have just, like, they're not necessarily as obsessed with the Beatles as I am. They've all become big fans, but they are just, like, working so hard and saying so right. So, big shout out to them.
How long have you guys been working on this project?
So do people know it's Friday night at 8 o'clock? Is that right? 8 o'clock.
Yep, at the Conrad Performing Arts Center, and I told people already earlier on in the show that if they're planning on getting tickets, they better get them fast because the last one was packed.
Yeah, that's true.
The last show was packed. So how long have you been, like, when did you start doing this Beatles project? How long have you been working on this?
Sure, so I started doing Beatles albums live with Dave, the bass player, Dave Nye, back when we played together in, like, 2007, I'm going to say.
Okay.
I think that's right. But this concert series, not 2011, but 2010, we put on the White Album at the Button Factory, and that's when Glenn Buehr, who directs the Newman Festival, saw us and said, hey, what do you think about doing this for our Newman season? So we obviously were thrilled by the idea of doing it with the orchestra. And we've been doing these concerts with Newman since, I guess it was October of last year.
So that's so now you're coming to the fruition. This is really interesting. And Abbey Road is sort of one song slides into another, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how you guys are gonna do it?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So there'll be no intermissions.
Oh.
And then Let It Be. Let It Be. Do you have a favorite song on Let It Be?
Oh, I don't know. I like a lot of it.
Yeah.
I would say maybe Dig a Pony is really a standout for me.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, Dig a Pony is a great song.
I've already played The Two of Us, but I'll definitely play Dig a Pony. So where are you on the highway at this point? This is kind of neat.
I'm Milton, just past Milton, coming up towards Guelph.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I hope you don't get stuck in traffic. And I just thank you so much for calling me. I wasn't sure if you're...
Sorry, I was just going to say, I really appreciate you having me on, and, I'm sad to be wrapping up this concert series because it's been so much fun and a great experience and opportunity for our group. And I just wanted to thank you again for having me on all these times and supporting the shows in that way. So.
Oh, I'm a huge,
yeah, Carl FM.
Huge. I'm a huge fan of the Urban Monks and a huge fan of Numa. So it's pretty easy for me to do this kind of stuff. And so, what are you guys going to do next?
Well, we've got some exciting stuff coming up. We're releasing our album. We're, very close to having it done. We've got a fella named Rob McPhee who's helping us complete it. We had Nick Eisen, who did a lot of the initial work of recording the bed tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we're hoping in the next couple months it'll be all done, and then we'll get it packaged in some way. We're not sure exactly what we're going to do with that. And all of April... we're doing a residency at the Queen Street Commons. So every Friday in April, we're going to be there with an opening act, and then we're going to do an hour or so of music, mostly original stuff and some cover material. So I'm excited about that.
That is great. I have a question to ask you. Why you're always in your bare feet? Why do you perform in your bare feet? You know, there was a singer in England named Sandy Shaw that used to...
I'm a classy guy, and I feel like the fewer things between my feet and the stage to keep me kind of grounded is probably a good thing. I'll trip over anything, including my own shoes, so, yeah. I just feel better. I don't know if you noticed, but I get, insanely sweaty while I'm performing. And that's not nerves, that's just energy that I'm putting out. I'm really giving it all the time when I'm playing, so
yeah, you guys do. And it's so cool with the Numa's orchestra as well. I'm sure it's a thrill for them as well. And the Beatles fans sitting in the audience, they know when the orchestral parts are coming up too. The Beatles fans in the audience, they know when the orchestral parts are coming up, you know, and it's really thrilling to see it all come together live. Oh, come together. Yeah. No pun intended, but you know what I mean?
Come together. You want to know what's on my radio here?
What's on your radio?
Yeah, ready?
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
Yes, I can. She's so heavy.
I want you. She's so heavy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we'll play some of that as well. Well, I'd like to thank you so much for calling in, and I will see you on Friday.
All right, and we'll see you in the apartment,
mm-hmm.
Neighbor.
Yep, you'll see me across the hall, neighbor.
All right, we'll see you later.
Thanks so much, Pete. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
That was Pete. That was Pete Aldridge calling in from the highway on his way home from Toronto. Pete Aldridge from the Urban Monks, who of course is going to be playing at the Conrad Performing Center, the Conrad Arts Center. God, I can't even talk anymore. It's going to be playing at the Conrad Center for the Performing Arts. That's what I wanted to say. With the Numa's Beatles, the last... Oh, God. Hold on a minute. Turn that off. There we go. Sorry. Telephone. With the last leg of the Beatles Numa's concert series, which is Let It Be and Abbey Road. And this is great. And as I mentioned, tickets go pretty fast. I think tickets are still available. They're $35. So you should check this out. It's really, really great. It's wonderful to see the Newman's Orchestra in Glenbrook and, you know, conducting them, all the kids, and as I and Pete and the Urban Monks. It's been an amazing collaboration and a very successful concert series. So I want to wish them all the best. And here you go, Pete. Here you go. Here is some, hopefully... I have it on the right CD player, too. Hopefully this is Mean Mr. Mustard and Polythene Pam. Now, the last time it cut itself off. So if it does that again, I'll just come on and rescue it. Okay, this is Coral FM on Sound FM. And here's some Beatles. Well, that's not what I thought it was. But never mind, we'll play it anyway.